The next patient is Joyce Best. The last name is B-E-S-T. This is a clinical case of a 73-year-old white female. It's a patient of Dr. Maxwell, M-A-X-W-E-L-L, who was admitted to the hospital in October of 2021. With hyponatremia. At that time, the diagnosis of a syndrome of inappropriate ADH was suspected because the patient was taking SSRIs, period. At that time, this medication was stopped, and the sodium has been correcting progressively during the month of January and February of 2022. The sodium has been above 135 milliequivalents per liter, period. The patient has a pitting edema in the lower extremities that is most likely associated to the fact that she is overcorrecting with the use of salt, period. Period. Knowing the possible etiology of this hyponatremia being inappropriate secretion of ADH, we are going to restrict the fluid intake, and we are going to suggest that the patient gets a body weight that is going to be 5 pounds lighter of what she is right now by decreasing the fluid intake. Period. A lengthy explanation was given to the patient regarding the pathophysiology of her problem. She understood and she is willing to cooperate in restricting the fluid intake, probably less than 40 ounces until she loses 4 to 5 pounds. Period. On the other hand, if the patient body weight is less than 132 pounds, she will be allowed to drink a little more. Period. I doubt that this patient has the so-called reset osmostat, O-S-M-O-S-T-A-T. As the reason for the hyponatremia. Period. We are going to determine the urine and the plasma osmolarity along with the urine sodium to see if we can get a better explanation of the hyponatremia. Following number, the patient has a restless leg syndrome, following number, hyperlipidemia. Following number, osteoporosis. We are going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup. We saw the referral. We spent 20 minutes reviewing the hospital admission and prior workup. In the face-to-face, 30 minutes, and in the documentation, 7 minutes.